It doesn't seem like it was all that long ago that PayPal was just an online payment service that you might have used when making a purchase from eBay, but it has evolved into a secure payment method that is used not just for online shopping, but for exchanging money with friends and even for making cashless, cardless transactions in the real world. Joining me today to talk about everything PayPal is Emily Burks from PayPal Australia. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Andy. How are you going?
Excellent. Now, first up, Emily, perhaps a quick history lesson on PayPal.
Yeah, look, in Australia, PayPal's been around for over 13 years now. And in that time, we've really grown from being, you know, initially a way to pay on eBay to now we have more than 80,000 Australian businesses that accept PayPal payments. And what we're seeing is increasingly people, we've got about 5 million what we call active consumers. So they're Australians that, you know, once a month or so are using PayPal to either pay their bills, shop at, you know, some of our big retailers such as Harvey Norman or Big W. So there's lots of different ways to pay with PayPal nowadays.
Yeah, there's been a massive growth in online shopping over the past few years, and I guess credit card providers have kept up with that and they've evolved. So what is then the advantage of using PayPal?
The advantage is a couple of things. Really, it's easier and quicker. So, you know, when you get to that buy now, I want to buy this item, you only have to put in your PayPal email address and password, or you can put in your mobile phone and a 4-digit PIN if you have that set up. So it's quicker. You don't need to go to your wallet and pull out your credit card and put in all the numbers. So that's an ease thing. But also from a security standpoint, there's a number of different reasons why it's a safer way to pay. Primarily, you're not sharing those details every time you buy something. So PayPal, you know, links to your credit card details, which we have stored securely, and then we process the transaction as a opposed to the retailer getting your details. And we also offer what's called buyer protection. So if you buy something online and it arrives a couple of days later and it's not what you thought it was, or it's a different colour or something's wrong with it, then we will cover that and refund you your money.
And talking about buyer protection, it is interesting because, of course, some credit card providers or most would have something similar. But from my personal experience, buyer protection through PayPal is a really straightforward process.
Yeah, it's quite easy. You just can raise a claim and we'll kind of process that for you. So there's up to about $20,000 and you have to make the claim within 45 days. So there's some, you know, terms and conditions around it, but it really is just an easy way to make sure that you get what you're paying for.
Now, Emily, we've also seen a big shift to online shopping moving across to mobile platforms. How is PayPal operating in this space now?
Well, we're seeing actually more than one in four of Australia's PayPal transactions are now taking place in the mobile device. You know, people are doing that primarily, you know, on the commute to and from work,
yeah,
or our busiest time and day of the week is actually Thursday evenings between 10 and 11 p.m. So a little bit of couch commerce going on there when people, you know, kicking back at home and buying a couple of things in the evening. So almost one third of all Australians have shopped on their mobile device. So that's a tablet or a smartphone. So it's really a growing trend that we're seeing really take off here in Australia, probably faster than a lot of our other PayPal markets around the world.
Let's talk about some of the other ways that PayPal is being used. I guess more on an individual level. What about moving money between friends and family?
Yes, it's a really easy way. You know, if you go out for dinner with some mates and you can't split the bill and you take the bill but you still want to make sure you get paid, it's an easy way to what we call peer-to-peer payments. So you can request money from your friends, or you can send money to your friends quite easily via the PayPal app, which is a really nice, easy way to kind of manage your payments and make sure you get, you know, that beer that your friend owes you or whatever it might be.
Now, also some recent figures released by PayPal show that it could spell the end of the old tin rattlers when it comes to charity donations. Tell me about that.
Yeah, definitely. What we've seen over the past year is an increase of almost 300% in our mobile donations to non-for-profit organisations. So, you know, Australians gave more than $6 million via mobile last year, and that was over half of all donations to charities via PayPal. So, you know, this trend isn't just unique to shopping. It's also a lot of charities around Australia are benefiting from the mobile payment growth. So that's really a great trend that we're seeing. And also what we're seeing is people are giving more regular, more frequent, smaller donations as opposed to kind of one-off larger donations.
And PayPal has been working with a couple of charity organisations specifically to help them take advantage of this trend in the mobile space?
Yeah, definitely. A couple of charities that we've been working with in particular, UNICEF, we worked with last year to really help them redo their website and MSite, and they're now seeing a significant percentage of their donations come from mobile devices. We're currently working with the Sydney Children's Hospital for their gold telethon that's taking place in June. And, you know, traditionally a telethon is where you dial up, make a donation over the phone. What they're trying to do is just capture more donations by having a number of different ways that people can donate, whether that be from their computer or from a mobile device.
Well, PayPal is definitely a great way to do it. It's much safer than the guys holding the tins at the traffic lights and less annoying than being bugged as you walk down the street.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice, easy way to do a good deed.
Absolutely. Okay, Emily, for anyone wanting to dig deeper on info on PayPal, I guess everything's on the PayPal Australia website.
Yeah, www.paypal.com.au is the best place to sign up for an account or find out a bit more information about our product.
Great. Emily Birks, thanks again for being part of Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy.